We back, you know. We back. Well, we missed week, did we?
No.
We recorded last week? Okay, we recorded last week. We've been doing pretty good. Well, at least keeping up the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Shogo Studio. This is episode 97. I'm Grant, joined by my other two hosts, CJ and Cassius.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to Steve, you know, for coming through with the soundboard, aka the stream deck. All right, so you know we can finally, you know, evolve the streams and even the podcast, you know, add a little, you know, funny sound effects. Yeah. But before we get started, I'm gonna do a little housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram Struggle Studio _, TikTok Struggle Studio, we also have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We've been doing pretty good, you know. We missed a couple days, you know. We can get punished for that, but we've been doing pretty good, you know. At least keeping it active, you know. But you know, before we get started, I didn't finish Better Call Saul.
You finished Better Call Saul?
I finished Better Call Saul.
Let's go.
Better Call Saul.
Like, what do you think? Now, keep in mind when I finished it, I came here on the podcast and said probably top 5 endings of any show ever.
No.
No way.
I ain't gonna lie. I get a show 6 out of 10, bro.
6 out of 10 is crazy.
Get a show 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 is crazy.
It was mid. What can I say? We ain't gonna go too crazy on it. Mm-hmm. I just think the show was just... It was so... I think it was too realistic. That's what it was.
Too realistic?
Too realistic. Yeah, like it was too much... Like, shit that made sense, you know? You know what I mean? When I'm watching a show, I want shit to happen that, like, can't happen in my life, you know? Saw life.
I guess depending on the show.
Saw life. I feel like I could have did Saw life. You feel me?
I guess.
I don't think I could be Walter White. The shit that Walter White did, I don't think I could do. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the whole Better Call Saul show was just so. Especially season 1, season 3 with Chuck and Saul. Spoiler alert, I guess, for the whole show, damn near. I just feel like it was so boring. Even the ending. The ending was like. So, yeah, you want Better Call Saul? Bro, he's a fucking simp, bro. He simped for 86 years, bro.
86 years? No, I think it made sense, bro.
It didn't make sense. He had a 7-year... He talked down his life sentence to 7 years and said, oh, shit, my girlfriend get wrapped up something? Give me 86 years. Even though she can get dipped down by another nigga, bro. That's crazy. But that's all right, I said. So I'm going to break us off. But, okay, so for those who've been rocking the podcast for a while... You know how we normally been doing our topics.
Yeah.
Normally we go from hip hop, from gaming to anime. All right. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, shout out to Drumroll CJ. Drumroll CJ. You hear me?
Let's go.
Big brain CJ. All right. From now on, okay, for the podcast, we're gonna start off the biggest topics first. All right.
Yeah.
The biggest categories first for the week. All right. Yeah. So this week we're gonna start off anime, and then we go to hip hop, and then go to gaming. All right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start off with the Dragon Ball Pooper review. All right. So.
I watch movies, so.
All right.
First of all, whatever Grant say, bro, Grant can't review at all because he didn't watch it, bro.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't show up.
And this is a spoiler-free review. We're not going to spoil the movie. We're just going to just talk about our thoughts of it, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those who watch the movie, you can stay in the chat, all right? Not going to spoil.
Okay. So I went into the theater with not, like, high expectations, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of went with, like, oh... Maybe animation won't be as good as I thought it was, you know, because it was CGI. And I ain't gonna lie, when the movie first started, I was a little scared. Because,
horror?
No, not scared. I was scared for the animation.
Because
It kind of slow to get to that point, you know.
Ball bend over, you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a scene where the car is like driving through like the town, you know.
It looked trash.
It didn't look that good to me. I was like, oh man. But then, when it got to, like, the fighting and stuff like that, like, when two of the main characters fight, it's not really CGI. CGI is, like, a poor man's way of explaining it. It's more of a different art style, you know what I mean? Because some of it was almost 2D-ish, you know, when they're fighting. But it was better than the CGI on the Broly movie, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it definitely wasn't, like, all the way, like, freaking... It wasn't, like, Berserk, you know?
Yeah,
it wasn't like that.
Watch your mouth, though, but yeah,
it wasn't like that one anime on freaking Netflix, that box anime. It wasn't like that. It was good.
I'll tell you what I think about it, bro.
Go ahead.
At first, you know,
you know, animation or
yeah, just animation first.
Animation,
yeah.
Do you think I did a disservice the way I was talking about the last podcast?
Yes.
You was already hating on it, bro.
Yeah, you definitely did. You actually you like it. You probably like it,
huh?
You like it. I'm telling you, it's.
Not the thing about me liking it, all right? Mm-hmm. It's the thing that I don't want it. I don't want it to be the standard Dragon Ball.
I might get hit for this, bro, but me personally, I would not want them to keep doing CGI, all right? But if movies were CGI like this from now on, I wouldn't be mad every time I went, you know what I mean?
Guesses, bro. Come on. Stop the cap. Come on, Guesses. Stop.
I wouldn't be mad, bro. Stop.
I mean, stop. I also agree with them.
Like, yes.
If movies came out this way for now on, you fine with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be upset. No. I'm telling you, it's not that bad. It's not bad. I wasn't that bad. It was not bad. It was not a bad experience. Yeah. Now, what I will say is they didn't, there were not a lot of, like, blast in the movie. I don't know if they couldn't get it right. There was not a lot of blast in the movie. I won't say that. The blasts weren't like being focused. They focused more like it was a lot of grappling.
Hand to hand.
It was like grappling, a lot of hand to hand, which is cool to see, you know, because you don't see that a lot in like Dragon Ball shows. It was a lot of freaking wrestling and power driver and stuff like that, you know? It was cool. Niggas touching though. Take it touching each other. Like, it was good. Pause.
What do you mean by that?
But overall, like I said, the animation was solid. It was solid.
Okay. It was solid.
All right. CJ, give me. What you thought of the story so far? Like the story.
You know, I thought the story was all right. Mm-hmm. You know,
we were all right.
It was like, okay, the story. How to say this without getting spoiled? I'm just trying to think. The story
was it better than Dragon Ball than Broly. CJ, let's do it like that. Was the story better than Dragon Ball? Or was one of the best stories of any drama movie?
I mean,
it wasn't the worst story of any drama movie, but it was definitely wasn't better than Dragon Ball Super.
Was it better than Fusion Reborn? Was it better than OG Broly movies? Was it better than Hydra Returns?
It might have been better than freaking whatever that big monster was, Hydrogen, whatever, Tapion. Mm-hmm. Better story than that. Better story than I guess Fusion.
Okay.
Not a better story than Cooler. Not a better story than Broly.
Okay.
Made better story. Yeah, not a better story than better story than Broly, the second coming Broly, the new Broly movie. Not a better story than that. The story was all right. Like I said, it was all right.
Okay.
When they say this is when they say it was a Gohan movie, this was a freaking Gohan movie. Gohan slash Piccolo movie. You don't see the main cast as much as you would like to, you know? I like the humor elements of it. The humor was not, it wasn't annoying, you know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like freaking, like, I don't know. It made you cringe, you know? what else is there? Oh, I like seeing, like, the aged up characters. I like seeing, like, it was some progress in the world, you know?
Yeah.
and I also like the fact that this movie, to me, it felt like, I'm trying to think of a word. I'm trying to think of a word since I watched the movie. I'm gonna use the word deeper, but like the world felt more like you were into the world of Dragon Ball more than like kind of like watching from afar. It felt like you were kind of in it, you know. Maybe because you weren't dealing with like super strong like freaking characters, you know, high stakes, you know. It felt like the world felt like, I don't know. It felt like you ever like
I had a lot of talking, bro. A lot of talking. But it all sounds mid to me. I can't lie,
bro. You can't say it's mid. You can't say
it all sounds mid to me, bro. I made a lot of chatter, bro. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't mid, bro.
It's not selling me. You're not selling me.
All right. Great, CJ. What would you give this movie overall? Like, out of a 10. First of all, give me what you gave Dragon Ball Super Broly. Give me what you get at.
A 9.
Actually, I agree. I give it a 9. No, I give it a 9. Yeah. That's the last movie.
I give it an 8.
Now, what would you give this movie, CJ?
I'll give it an 8.
I'll give this movie 8. As low as I would go,
y'all telling me that the whole synergy between Gogeta, Frieza, Goku and Vegeta, all Broly in one movie, is only one level up above the movie.
I'm standing it, bro.
Yes.
Cause I don't know if it was a theater, bro, but the way that the music in there was fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Fire.
And when the music cut off. Uh-huh. And all you hear is punching and shit, bro. You hear the rain falling down, bro. This shit was hard as hell, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It was hard as hell.
Pause.
I'm gonna tell you, bro. This shit was fire. I definitely give it 8.
It was gas, bro.
It was gas.
I feel like you're dead right.
No way. Because if it's bad, I would have came here.
Okay, I'm not saying this. I'm saying it's bad, but I don't.
If it was me, I would have said it was
me. Me seeing it, from what I was clips of seeing, I don't see how y'all would say it's literally one level under the Broly movie. You talking about?
You see it, bro. You see it for yourself.
I just can't see it, bro.
I'm telling you.
Like what scene? Okay, you tell me what scene. Okay, tell me what scene that went harder than Vegeta fighting Broly and throwing his jacket off mid fight. The single harder than that?
Who was it? Was it Gamma One versus I think maybe Gamma Two versus Piccolo. Was that what it was? Or was it one? Who's Red One?
It was two. Oh wait, the Red One?
Yeah. When he's punching him and he couldn't do nothing to him.
No, it was Game Two.
Oh yeah.
Second fight.
Yes, that shit was fire. It was fire, bro. Yeah. It was fire.
And I heard the movie only got 20 minutes of fighting.
I didn't time it. It didn't feel lackluster. It didn't feel lackluster. Like I didn't feel wanted for like, oh shit, I wish I had more fights on it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
Okay.
Because the movie's kind of short in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all we say about without like getting the spoilers.
Yeah.
So we'll try to give it again.
8 out of 10, bro. 8 out of 10. If you haven't seen it, bro, don't let anime just stop you, bro. It was good. They did it right.
It was good. 8 out of 10, right? But this goes to another I guess kind of side topic of some anime shit. All right. The best mainstream anime. All right.
What do you consider mainstream?
Mainstream, you know, the Big Four, My Hero, Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, like the big dog, you know, like mm-hmm. we got that dog in them, you know, like
Is it current or like?
Yeah, it gotta be current. It's just basically in Discord, someone just said fucking Naruto is good, but it's not better than any of the big three or something like that.
Okay. I can
or not good, not as good as something like that.
I completely disagree. Because if I had to say best mainstream anime, I would give it to Naruto Shippuden. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm. What are you today?
Definitely
mainstream. Best mainstream.
I'll probably give it to AOT. I'm not gonna lie.
AOT. Oh, I'm bugging out. I don't. Well, why AOT over Naruto?
I just think the story's better. Like overall, because like. You know, Naruto did have his, like, mostly good moments, all right, bro? Mm-hmm. But, like, Kaguya, you know, it's kind of iffy. Final villain, kind of iffy, bro.
I feel like, one, you haven't finished Attack on Titan, all right? Mm-hmm. Not over, so it could completely fumble the bag.
Yeah.
Same way Naruto kind of did. I feel like niggas gas up Kagura being hated so much. I feel like, yeah, she's not moderate, but at the end of the day, you know, it ended up building some more, you know, building more to the story. So, yeah, never got the Otsutsukis, you know.
Even that, Kagura might have been mid, bro, but like, I feel like the final battle between Naruto and Sasuke, like, made up for anything that you could have said about that last arc.
Amen. If I haven't said my choice already, my choice is obviously Naruto, right? Naruto, I think Naruto's better than DBZ, One Piece, Bleach, Attack on Titan, all of them, bro. Like, because even from, like, a story-wise, I feel like the story can damn near compete with any of them. With some of the random plot twists or just some crazy moments it has in there, you know? Yeah. It's not like DBZ. I feel like DBZ, okay, he has the edge maybe in characters, right? Like, see, I think DBZ has more iconic characters.
Yeah.
Because you got Goku, Vegeta, you know, Gohan, all niggas. But when it comes to, let's say, fights, how to fight even animated or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I got your Naruto, bro.
And nothing about Naruto, since we're on Naruto Meat Riding Wave, the anime besides Naruto, I feel like, has got me like emotionally attached to any like characters, you know. even like Attack on Titan, like the characters are cool, but like when they die, I'm not like, oh man, bro, like dang, I really like that person. Like Neji dying, I felt some when he died, bro. Even the show itself ending,
the way he died, it pissed me off.
But even that, spoiler, I guess. Even that. Like, if my most show when somebody dies super way, it's kind of like, but they kind of died.
Yeah.
But it's like, dang, they're dirty. Like, dang, they really kill a nigga like that?
Yeah.
When I remember thinking that Kakashi's going to die, bro. That shit freaking,
I think he did die. You mean?
Did he?
Yes. Pain, pat nigga up.
Bing. Oh, that's you. Yeah. Like, that shit hurt my heart, bro. Like, it was like, dang, Kakashi going forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Dragon Ball can't do that. Okay, Dragon Ball can't do that because...
It has that element of Dragon Ball, so like...
Yeah.
Even if someone dies, you know it's a chance they come back.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
No one really dies in Dragon Ball, which is kind of, I think, somebody, I don't know if they can retcon it, but I'll find a way to get rid of that whole mechanic of the way that Dragon Ball can just bring niggas back, mm-hmm. regardless of any scenario.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like you can say that for, like, Naruto, too, with the reanimation stuff.
That's kind of like it, but it's not the same, because, like, they're still, like, almost like corpse. You don't even look like... human. You know what I mean?
Even if okay, I'm talking about DBZ. It can bring out Bard out right now, and he can be a main part of the cast.
Yeah,
right now. And if Naruto did the same thing, that could happen. Like let's say Sasuke wanted to reanimate Itachi. Mm-hmm. He could not live forever. Like he would die again. Like he can't. You can't be a reanimation thing forever. That like, you fade away type shit.
Just bring him back. Just bring me again.
I don't think I feel like it doesn't work like that. Though, yeah, you know? Like, it's not the same. It's not the same. You know.
Wasn't Madara alive? Even though Kabuto died.
Madara came alive. Hmm? Like he came back to health. He came back to life.
Then he stopped the reanimation YouTube. Like he cast it on himself.
He flipped that bitch to like become like a human again. Like he was a corpse. Mm-hmm. And then he flipped the bitch, and then he's like, oh, he used to finally feel shit again. Like, I can bleed and all that shit.
No, mm-hmm. Wait, but he cast it on himself.
I forgot. Like, I forgot exactly how he did it, but
I know by the time he died, he was a real nigga, right?
Yeah. He wasn't a corpse anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even with story, niggas gotta get a nostalgia, bro. Dragon Ball Z story is garbage.
I'll never say that. No.
There's no plot twist. There's nothing is unexpected. It's kind of like one scene go to the scene.
No.
Tell me one thing. You got to cut your bar.
If I never played any drama games, right?
Yes.
And when they hit Frieza with a spirit bomb, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just an easy example. Hits Frieza with a spirit bomb, and then we think he's dead, and then he freaking kills Krillin. That's not freaking. Oh shit! I saw that coming. No. When Goku transforms Super Saiyan 3 the first time. Oh shit! We saw that coming. No.
It's base. That's what Goku gets. Goku just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Okay, you can't fault the show for being first, nigga. Huh? You can't fault the show for being first.
Yeah.
Okay, so we acting like we didn't know about internal power. Everyone come out of life. Everything be squared away. We acting like that.
That's what I acting it like. Doesn't matter. Don't make,
yes, it does.
It doesn't make it garbage. It's not.
It makes story. It makes story predictable and boring. Yes,
that's
what it does.
Not garbage. That doesn't like erase all the events.
Previously. Yes. The fights was fun. Yes. But story, that's what I'm talking about. Story, plot wise, okay. Right? Let's say you cut all the fights out, and now you just got the moments, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's boring.
Okay, well, me personally, bro, especially the turn of power, mm-hmm. I didn't know how it was gonna end. I knew they would win. But I didn't know how they were gonna win. I didn't say you know how.
I
did not expect Frieza and Goku to freaking push Yara out.
I didn't say how I was gonna win. Yeah. But you know how it's going. You know what's going. You know what's going to happen when it ended. Did you not today?
You can say that about almost every anime, bro.
No, you don't.
Yes, you can.
No, you don't.
The good guys are going to win almost every anime.
Naruto Sasuke fight. You didn't know what's going to happen.
Yes,
Naruto's going to fucking win. You didn't know Sasuke going to die. You know if he's going to lead the village. Come
it doesn't
back.
Matter. It doesn't matter if Sasuke died or not. We know Naruto was going to win. We know Naruto was going to be alive.
That's different, though. That's different. We know Goku's going to win every scenario.
That's right. You see, saying you fought in the show.
I'm saying. It could have been a plethora of routes. It could have been the universe 7 get taken prisoner, get taken out some other place, and we could start a whole new universe. Mm-hmm. We could have hell of shit, but it didn't. It just stopped, reset.
Would that make sense though?
Yeah, it would have been different. It would have been something that we didn't expect it.
But either way, at the end of the day, before the show ends,
okay,
it's gonna be go back exactly how it was. Right where the show began.
I'm saying Naruto doesn't do that though.
It kind of does, bro.
No, it doesn't.
It follows Naruto.
Yes.
He wants to be, okay, he's a little baby. He no one likes him. He got no friends. He wants to be Hokage.
Yes.
By the time the show's over,
what?
He has friends. He has a family. He's Hokage. We know how it's going to end.
Nigga.
I never watched Naruto and said, dang, this nigga never going to be Hokage.
Okay, of course, there's every show's the main goal, right? We know Goku can get stronger. We know Luffy can get One Piece. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it won't be. That'd be lame as hell if it didn't. And we know Naruto become Kage. Okay. All right, those are obviously some given things because it's part of the show. Like it's ingrained to it.
Okay.
All right. Everything else, characters dying, planets getting destroyed, people moving, like locations changing. Mm. That's different. All right. I feel like Naruto has that more than any other show. I feel like Dragon Ball, no matter what happens at in the episode.
Okay.
In this arc, it resets every time.
Okay. You know, Vegeta's gonna have a son. They come from the future. You know, Frieza's not gonna die in that minute. You know for sure that Goku was alive when the planet blew up.
Okay,
when
Frieza came back, I knew he was gonna die. I knew he was gonna die again.
Okay, it's just any show, bro.
No,
it's
any show.
It's not any show.
Yes,
it is.
No, it's not.
Bro.
Stop the cap.
Stop.
No, it's any not, show, bro. That's not any show, bro. There's some villains out there that no. I feel like. Okay, let's say. Let's say, okay, look, let's do a what-if scenario, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Let's say Itachi Itachi thinks he kills Danzo, right? Mm-hmm. All right, all right. Okay. Danzo comes back to the Uzumaki clan, the Chia part of the village. You know, mm-hmm. the Chia village. Kill everybody, bro.
Okay.
I'm saying
that'd be cool.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I'm saying Dragon Ball Z would never do anything like that.
Okay, that would be crazy. If the show was called freaking Itachi, uh-huh. you already know that he would win. If there's two side characters, their lives are freaking expendable. It doesn't matter.
But what I'm saying is, guess the story is just not good, bro.
Also, twist don't make a good story.
Twist doesn't make a good story.
Yes, they do.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, they do.
No, it does not.
Any straight and narrow story is going to be boring.
If the twist is trash and it ruins the show, it doesn't make good.
I didn't say bad twist. Every series or a plot should have a twist.
I'm not saying the story is amazing, but garbage is crazy. Garbage is crazy.
Garbage is not crazy.
Garbage is crazy.
Garbage is not crazy.
It's crazy.
Garbage is not crazy. Like, I feel like the only story that really got me, like, thinking of Dragon Ball was literally the Black Goku arc. Because, I'm trying to think of who's Black Goku. Like, who what the fuck just happened? That's the only thing that had any mystery, any kind of, like, maybe make you think about it. But everything Dragon else.
Ball's not a mystery story, though.
I know I said it has to be a mystery today, but I'm saying everything shouldn't be so right in front of your face today.
It's not right in front of
everything,
your face.
Though. Everything DBZ is what it is today. Tell me it's not.
I disagree.
Tell me it's not.
You're so familiar with the story, but if you don't know anything about Dragon Ball Z, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm watching it with my wife. Shit.
Yeah.
And she don't know any bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So, the whole freaking, like, 17-18 arc.
Yeah.
Cell trying to kill them. She doesn't know that the 17-18 is going to lose. She doesn't know that.
Okay.
So, if you didn't know anything about Dragon Ball Z, this is a plot twist. These are things that you don't know what's going to happen. It's not obvious. Yeah. It's not obvious that freaking they're going to borderline... You think that the androids are freaking villains, and it's borderline, they're almost, not heroes, but they almost start fighting with the freaking Zero Warriors to stop them from getting absorbed. You don't see that coming. I think you're bugging. I'm not saying that the Dragon Ball Z is the greatest freaking story in the world, but garbage is crazy.
I disagree. I just feel like the story is not good. Like, and I feel like no one watches Dragon Ball Z for a story. No one watches it for a story. They just watch it for...
Because it's been on so long, you already know the story. You already know it.
I did go watch Dragon Superhero. A little bit for the story, bro.
That's true.
I'm not saying you don't watch in it at all for the story, because obviously you like characters, so mm-hmm. the plot comes through that, all right? But what I'm saying, the main focus
is
the fights. I'm not saying you can't like the story. I'm not saying the story cannot be enjoyable, but we're talking about like actually making like, damn, like episode over, and you're like, damn, that really just happened. Mm-hmm. I feel like that don't happen to DBZ a lot. That's all I'm saying. I feel like DBZ is like, damn, okay, that's a good ass fight. Okay, it's not really the shit that cooking your head.
Maybe it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
I don't think it happens at all.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't happen at all,
bro.
You think Cell's gonna come back, bro?
Yeah, when Goku put his hands on Cell's big ass belly and transformed into Kika's planet. That one that was crazy to transform to a nigga that trained you, and then he comes back and Goku sacrificed me to nothing. The main character, that's different, bro. That's different. Goku fighting Cell and stepping down and say, "I can't fight you, bro. Let my son get it, bro. Let him get his rights, bro." Mm-hmm. That's different. Most shows don't do that shit. The main character wins. The main character fights.
I feel like we all feel that coming, though.
No, we didn't.
He trained him. He was kind of foreshadowing that.
We did not see
Goku. This is your turn. Type shit.
We did not see Goku stepping down.
And I feel like that's bad. That was a bad right anyway. So, bad plots or whatever.
Nigga, this nigga, I didn't know you was such a Dragon Ball hater, bro.
I'm not a Dragon Ball hater.
I don't know you.
Y'all gas the show up. Like I said.
We're not gassing
Like I said. I keep saying this. I'll probably guess. I feel like anybody who's watched animes, all right? Let's say you watch Attack on Titan, One Piece, Naruto, My Hero, Berserk, all them shows, all right? And then you go back and watch Dragon Ball Z the first time. You can be like, this is what they talking about? This is everyone, oh my god.
I disagree.
I don't. That's the only thing I feel about. I feel like y'all are blinded by nostalgia. It's your childhood. It's my childhood too, but I'm just not blinded by it, you know? I'm not blinded by it, bro.
I can say, dang, Attack on Titan story is way better than freaking Dragon Ball story. By far. Then I can say, Dragon Ball story may not be as good as Attack on Titan, but it's not freaking garbage, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's not garbage.
Sanders coverage is crazy.
I just think it's garbage, bro. I don't know about y'all.
You don't become big three having garbage story. Man. You don't come in. You don't. It doesn't happen.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't, bro. You know you don't.
Dragon Ball shows that Dragon Ball started it all. So obviously it's gonna become that.
Shows that have more trees than Dragon Ball. Shows that have better animation than Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Better villains than Dragon Ball. Yes. And they're not even close to Dragon Ball status.
Because what the fuck do I do anything?
Like, I'm saying you don't need to freaking have it, the best store in the world. You can't have a garbage story. And be big three. Because there's something you, that... There's anime that
if, amazing if, story. If you had the most cookie cutter story, mm-hmm. and but you started it, yes, you're going to be... I like you're going to be a legend. Like that's what I'm saying. Like a nigga who's doing the most basic shit for the first time, he won't get recognized for having the most basic shit. But if someone does it, usually now, years from then, the same basic shit. They won't have the same impact. That's what it is. I feel like Dragon Ball Z started the basic shit, all right? Mm-hmm. And I think everyone did it better. Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, they all did it better, all right? But Dragon Ball Z still in competition because it started it. That's all it is. And it's basic as fuck. I don't understand.
Shut up, nigga. He just Dragon Ball, nigga.
Whatever. Y'all don't anime or y'all wanna...
Yeah, we don't anime stuff.
So. But Naruto but Dragon Ball Z anyway. Let's get into our hip-hop, IRL shit. Ninja, bro. Ninja, man. How you feel about it? Because I feel like this kind of hurt you. Is it hurt you feeling, bro?
Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt me. This is Tekken Gaming, but it didn't hurt me at all, bro. I actually thought it was kind of silly, bro. I thought it was kind of... it felt kind of
funny. For those that know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, give me that. Right.
Okay.
Give
us the right now. Ninja was playing Fortnite with Cypher. All right?
Wait, who was Cypher?
Cypher?
No one cares. Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. He's a Fortnite streamer. Okay. Not streamer. They make content. Stream. Whatever. He's streaming Fortnite with Cypher. Uh-huh. And niggas start like using rifts and shit and they teleported away and he's like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I don't know where I'm gonna show up next, but I gotta take a break. I'm done. That takes the helmet off, hashtag timeout, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's gone off of he's not off of Twitch. No longer partner on Twitch. All his screens are black.
So he got black.
Yeah, he got black. So he's gone, all right?
Okay.
So, Grant, do you see this or...
Wait, what does being black mean? Like, run that down.
What do you mean by that?
What does he mean?
Like, what you said mean? What does that mean?
He blacked the screens out. Like, he
went black social media. Like, everything's dark. He went dark. You know dark mean?
You gone ghost?
Yes, basically. What do you mean?
I say, can you see this...
I think it's a little both. I think Twitch as a whole is getting fed up. Or the Twitch community as a whole is getting fed up with how they're getting treated. Mm-hmm. And I think Ninja's one of the people. Like Ninja's one of the people that he knows how much a different platform. And I feel like they still don't really, you know, give him the credit he deserves. Type shit, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's already been on a low key fuck Twitch wave, but mm-hmm. not actually saying it. You know, from them, you know. Playing with his account when he left and went to Mixer, and now I feel like he might actually be getting burned out of Fortnite. I don't think that Fortnite is the main thing, but it might have been the last like straw like that. Like he think about it, the whole match or the whole stream, like damn, I'm tired of streaming on Twitch, and now it's bullshitting me in the video game. So like, why am I doing it? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little both. I think it's half like a publicity stunt, all right, to move to YouTube, and I think it's half like him dead ass, like he tired of shit.
I disagree. I think this is all planned, all publicity. He might be tired of freaking the Twitch antics, but if he was getting the same amount of views he usually get, he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care about the antics.
Well, he's falling off.
Yeah, he's falling off. Falling off for Ninja, yes. But falling off for a freaking most other streamers, he's not falling off, you know?
Yeah.
He's not getting the same pool. He's not getting the same relevancy, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in like the top 400 streamers anymore. Like, he's not, the skill gap is closing a little bit. He's not as good as everybody else. Like, he's not as like over the gap as like most of you fight anymore.
Yeah.
It just overall, it's not the same. You know, it's not hit like he used to hit. Yeah. He's still a good streamer. I watch him right now and then. I think if everything's going good, he wouldn't care. I think the whole fake, like, I can't do this anymore. Dude, you live in a fucking mansion, bro. Fortnite's not getting you that hype, bro.
I'm thinking it's more of the stream, you know? Like, maybe you're reading the chat annoying him, then now the game annoying him.
No.
And now him, he already, you know, this whole shit that what niggas getting banned for 1 week off of having freaking, having set some stream.
No.
I think it's a build-up, to be honest.
Dude, I know I said I'm going to play with you all day. Can't do it. Oh, dude, it's okay, bro. Take time for yourself. I don't know where I'm going to show up next. Come on. this is just a promo for his freaking. I'm going.
I don't think he needs.
I'm going
it.
To YouTube.
I don't think he needs it.
I think he thinks that's going to give him more visibility, which it might for a couple weeks. But honestly, niggas not really like. I'm not saying this a bad way. The kids who like grew up on Ninja, they're kind of like older now. You know, they're more edgy. They're more freaking. You know, they want different content creators. Yeah. And plus, Fortnite not what it used to be. And not, it's still a good game, but it's not dead by far. But it's not.
You think Ninja's still glued to Fortnite? Like you think Fortnite? Think Ninja or Ninja think Fortnite?
Yes, I think he's never getting that like off of him. He's not getting the Fortnite whatever off of him. Because Fortnite, they kind of like help each other, you know.
Yeah.
Ninja kind of promote Fortnite help promote Ninja. You know, it's like hand in hand. But overall, I think it's just like a ploy to get people to watch his streams. Now, people were saying that. People agree with me that I think he's not, he don't need no mental break. I think he's kind of faking it.
Cause he's what the fuck?
I think he's faking it, bro. No one forced him to stream.
Okay.
You have a contract.
You might say no one forced him to stream, but.
You have a contract with Twitch when you're when you're that big.
Yeah.
His contract ended like around the same time with him doing this. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's happened? He's happened to get fed up the same time his contract
ended? I'm saying just because he's mentioning and all that shit, like. He might, like say he's a country, he might be still obligated to stream like a certain amount of hours. He might not want to do it, you know? So, he can definitely get fed up, you know? Even if, you know.
I mean, yeah. It's definitely possible for him to, like, just not want to stream for that period of time, you know?
Fed up enough to stop right there? I mean, right there at that moment?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. I don't believe it. A lot of people were saying, a lot of people on my side saying they don't believe that shit. I think he just wanted.
I'm saying I'm not doubting that anything happens. Like I'm just gonna take him for his word. Do I leave otherwise? Like that's crazy.
Okay,
like,
but how you gonna leave? Okay, if you're mad, how you gonna leave? Like, but I don't know where you're gonna see me next. Like, nigga, come on. How you gonna leave and then promo your next move at the same time?
Because it literally could have been this right here. It could have been. Okay, I'm tired of Twitch. I actually like I'm thinking about this whole stream. I'm finna end the stream. Like I'm just pissing me off. You know, like. He could have got some. I don't know. You nigga gotta get it. Nigga got emo right there. You know, could kill his vibe type of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the same time, like he could have just been like, oh, I'm not really fucking with this shit no more. You know, like. So if he says that he might not know where he come back. He might not know if he come back to Twitch. If he comes back, that could be like a genuine like feeling he has. He actually might not know. Okay, if I come back to streaming, am I going to YouTube? Am I going to Twitch? Am I going to some random place? Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like he might actually not know, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a hard publicity. I think it's like, yeah, he knows what he got in his back pocket that like he could go to YouTube, he could go to Facebook, but I think he's actually in limbo. Like I don't think all of it is fake. I feel like yes, he might have like dramatic what's it? What did he say?
Exaggerated.
Yeah, he might have exaggerated it, but I feel like the feelings were still genuine, you know. Cause I feel like he's at a point that he just don't need to do that. Like I feel like he knows what works, what doesn't work, and he knows what his audience is.
They all still do that. The cringy like, oh man, they take a break and they come out in a different platform. They all do that shit. I don't know if it's like good for them, like for the algorithm for them to like take a break before they switch, but they all do the same thing. It's just a commercial, bro. But people on my side who don't believe him, bro, they're saying that he's kind of abusing the whole like mental health thing. Kind of like faking it, like
that's crazy to me. Like, but you don't know.
Like, how do you say he's abusing it?
Okay, just making it like kind of using it as like a blanket to promote his next move. You know, like oh man, I'm mentally drained out. Like, of course you gotta prove it, right? You gotta prove that he's not really mentally drained. But if there's a way to prove it, all right? You think it's that bad to do? Like, you think it's horrible? Like a horrible like morally? You think it's horrible? Like bad?
If he's taking it,
he signed off, he went to the beach. Like, oh, okay. Like, all right, see you guys in how many more weeks when I get my shit together for my new platform.
I think it has some crazy 4K information for me to carry. Like it has to be like a video. I'm like, bro, I just fucking scam all niggas, bro. I'm cool, bro. But like, if there's some shit coming out like that, I really don't care. Like, I want to play with that line, like, cause. I mean, you really just don't know. Like, you don't know what his like how he's actually feeling. Type shit. Like, he may actually be exhausted.
Speaking of YouTube and Twitch, when you're watching a creator, right? Mm-hmm. You're watching like your favorite creator, like a Kai Cenat or you know Aiden Ross, Tim Tatman or stuff like that. I can't think of any black YouTube streamers.
Crazy. What? What? You name Aiden and Tim the Tap Man. It's crazy. Think about
Black Street. When you watch any creators like that, what's your like preferred platform to watch them on and why? What are drawbacks? Okay, I'm pretty sure I know everybody's, but what is your drawbacks? What's positive Twitch, positive YouTube, and why do you prefer one over the other?
Nick's anniversary wrong, sorry. Okay, I think for me personally, I think watching the stream.
Mm-hmm. Just stream, not freaking videos, not videos.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, streams, obviously. Okay, so watch streams. I like Twitch, all right? Mm-hmm. I like Twitch, but I feel like Twitch is for rich. I ain't gonna lie. Twitch is for the rich. Mm-hmm. YouTube for the poor and broke. Because, mm-hmm. bro, it'll be some times I'm watching Your Age or Bruce mm-hmm. or Kai. And they're literally like, would you say fuck nigga? Get hit with the 180s, and like they hit you with like 180 seconds of ass, like mid moment, like it'd be like some like something like let's say something be building up, right?
Happens all the time, yeah.
Something be building up, mm-hmm. like if you get some crazy kill or some crazy moment happen on stream, mm-hmm. you know, hit the ad button, and I feel like for me, I feel like damn, bro, like I get it. They want their money, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I feel a little Hollywood to me, a little Hollywood. Because mm-hmm. You know everybody got money. Everyone does Amazon Prime. Everyone has money to fucking sub down your account.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're like making niggas miss out intentionally, mm-hmm. I don't know. I never liked that. So like if I could move all my YouTubers, or all my Twitch streamers to YouTube, I would, mm-hmm. you know. But the Twitch streamers just have like a different feeling to them.
Yeah, they feel like
more official than
me. Yeah, more official. And they feel more of a... The chat feels, you feel more in tune with chat. I don't know why. I don't know how it is.
Yeah. And it's like Twitch is more, you know, it's a streamer only platform. So, yeah. Of course, they have more streamer pictures from polls, all that shit, like polls and predictions and channel points and all that cool shit that YouTube just doesn't have. So, it makes it feel like YouTube feels like a little like bootleg at a point right now.
Yeah.
CJ? Well, I really don't watch Twitch like that, so. I'm about to go to YouTube.
What do you like about YouTube that maybe you why have you what is it just the people that you don't watch on Twitch or it just what makes you prefer YouTube over Twitch?
It's really the people I don't watch on Twitch.
So what kind of people does YouTube have that Twitch doesn't?
Well, I mean, I don't really like Twitch as a platform really.
Why?
it's not I don't like it. It's that I don't use it because I mostly just watch YouTube.
I feel that. I feel like I didn't use Twitch until like later.
Yeah. I definitely gotta say YouTube. I prefer even streaming wise, even though I have new features as Twitch has. Mm-hmm. I prefer it for one reason, one reason only, bro. The fucking ads, bro.
Yeah.
The ads on Twitch are almost criminal, bro. Like you be watching like a stream or a rant or something like that on Twitch. Like I'm watching I watch Nick Marks a lot. He does like a lot of tournaments, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and money online stuff like that. So like they're really trying. It's like they're really trying to win, you know. Yeah. And it get heated and they get freaking. It's good. It's fun to watch. And it's like. The last circle of the storm. You hit with 8 ads, bro. I'm like, are you serious, bro, right now? Like, 8 ads? And then only thing you see is like...
And like, you don't know if it's them hitting it or if it's like... Because I don't know if some like I don't care about the ads. So like, an auto. Like, mm-hmm. like, when you have like auto ads, even if it's like 8 ads, better back. Mm-hmm. But it's the niggas that hit the ad button, you know? Yeah. Like that, even though I feel like, you know, we're getting that time, you know?
Yeah.
We're getting that time, the demon time, we might be hitting the ad button, you know?
Yeah.
But I just feel like, I don't know, it's something that's been so sinister about it.
And the ads be lying, bro. Don't tell me I got 8 ads and I come back and it's on ad number 7, uh-huh. and I got 3 more ads after that, bro. I hate that shit, bro. Or you close
and refresh, you know, like refresh.
Yeah.
And start your ass over.
Or you close the streamer, right? To go check some other stream. Yeah. You come back and wasn't even like freaking like wasn't even 5 minutes. You come back and you get hit with another ad. I'm telling you, just watching for hours, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. It does seem like to me maybe it's our internet, bro. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the chat on Twitch is like less in sync with what the stream's going on compared to YouTube, like. The YouTube chat is kind of like you say something and maybe 3 seconds later the chat starts responding. And I feel like Twitch and it might not seem like a lot, but Twitch is like almost like 45 to a minute behind sometimes behind what's going on and what chat's talking about.
Yeah, so I agree. But I feel like it might be on streamers like where they have like what's it called? Like you can have delay.
Stream delay.
Yeah. Stream delay.
Yeah.
Julian banned forever for war argument. Other people. Then yeah, that's fast. Yeah, Twitch is definitely. I feel like Twitch is definitely worse. With well, I feel like they're both bad with communicating with their creators, but Twitch is being like blood on their hands. Don't say shit. Yeah. You know, I feel like YouTube at least. I feel like if YouTube caught them on the spot, I feel like they might give. They would talk. You know, that's just me.
And Steve, I agree with Steve said. He said if you miss something on YouTube, you can just rewind it right away.
That's facts.
I hate when if a fucking ad pops up, bro.
Yes.
I can't rewind a couple seconds. Just what just happened? What everybody laughing at? What everybody saw? I gotta hope that he freaking thought it was so cool that he pulled the vibe back up and show it again. On YouTube, if I miss it, I'll just fucking rewind it, you know? You know?
Gotta scroll down the clips.
Yeah, gotta scroll down the clips.
Host on my clip bit.
Host on my clip. And nowadays, like, YouTube's like play music and shit, they're not supposed to play.
Yeah.
So they'll freaking delete the vibe when they're done with it. So, you're going forever. There's tournaments that I like to rewatch, and most of them are just gone. Facts. It's just kind of stupid,
facts,
you know?
Facts. But, we can move on.
It's gonna try music, bro. Speaking of YouTube, bro. Our boy Kendrick, bro.
Now, so look, this is crazy, right?
Our boy Kendrick.
This is crazy.
Dropped a music video for
We Cry Together.
Yeah. Right? I don't even know if you call it a song. It's not really a song.
Yeah, it's more like an
argument over a beat.
Play. I'm like a play type shit.
Yeah. Alright? Which, I don't even care about the song that much. I didn't even watch the video. I just saw clips on Twitter.
I scroll past.
Oh, yeah. The last 10 seconds. Bro. My, was I surprised, bro. When I saw Kendrick Lamar on YouTube, bro, getting his bare ass, like he clapping some chick, and his bare ass out on YouTube, bro. I don't understand that. Like,
not,
I thought...
God, to me, that was the crazy part. Huh? She took her shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
She took her shirt off and just nipples, bro.
I'm like, oh, this is Game of Thrones? Is it on the Game of Thrones time?
Like, bro. I don't understand YouTube sometimes, bro. Like, niggas, the most speed will get clapped. For fucking
Minecraft.
Yeah, so some Minecraft cheeks. But this nigga can damn near have softcore corn on YouTube, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not gonna hate, like, cause you know he's black artist, you know,
mm-hmm.
Black goat, you know. I'm not trying to throw a shade on him. I don't want him to get straight on YouTube or anything like that. But mm-hmm. I just feel like, bro, it's something we don't know about these companies, bro. They are the most inconsistent things I've seen in my life, bro. Mm-hmm. From back thing with Gideon. With Gideon being banned for indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And a girl getting... She just got off banned. She free now. Mm-hmm. From having fucking sets on stream, you know? Yeah. And now we got niggas on YouTube fucking having softcore corn and no punishment, really. I'm not sure they got H-Trick there. I know he has, like, two versions. He has the uncensored version and the no version. So the fact that, like... it's like, bro, I don't understand YouTube sometimes, man. I just don't understand. That's crazy.
I didn't get it. I definitely see it as like a favoritism type thing. I guess if you have money, then it don't matter what you post what you want, bro.
Exactly.
I didn't see Kendrick's ass in the middle of the day, bro. I also didn't need a music video for this song either, but hey, it is what it is. I think YouTube's getting their shit together, bro. But
I agree.
That's enough on that. Lil TJ, bro. What happened?
For those who know, you know, Lil TJ, he's a UK. Not UK, yes, a UK. But he's a New York rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He got shot like 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think like a month and a half ago. And he's finally made his return. I think it's something called. I think the song's called. I think the song's called "Beat the Odds." Or that. I don't want to do y'all listen to it.
No.
No.
No. Just <Yeah. laughs>
Y'all follow TJ?
He's cool, but no. I think to me personally, he's more of a feature artist. To me, I don't really like his songs like that.
So, you know? No,
okay. I like leaked. it wasn't that good to me. Like he's not a good artist to me. But I definitely didn't want nothing to happen to him, bro. So I was happy that he survived.
That's crazy. I'm a big TJ fan, bro. I think TJ is the first artist I started listening to when I got like my driver license. Mm-hmm. So whenever I drive, I think about Lil TJ, was kind of in a pause, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause like when I remember Mom's Car, whenever you like hit music or something like that, like it'd be like the first song you ever had.
Yeah, gosh.
So like the first song I had was like Lil TJ. I think it might be leaked. It might be leaked, mm-hmm. Something like that. But yeah, so you know, when I heard he got shot, I was kind of like, you know, I praying another happy on type shit, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And he came back with a song, and I fuck with it. It's not a vibe I thought I'd be on. I thought he'd be on some Mini Man type shit, you know.
Mini Man, wish death upon me.
I thought it was coming. I thought it was coming, but you know, he still got to recuperate. You can tell that his voice is like it's a little different. Like it's a little different. Like I don't know if it's I don't know if you, because in a music video, like,
I don't want to ask
him. He's not crippled or nothing.
Like, was he like in a coma or anything like that?
I don't know if he's in a coma, but he's definitely, he's bedridden for like a longer time. Like, no one knew his current status for like a hot minute. Mm-hmm. But you can definitely like tell like his voice has changed. I don't know, because I don't know if it was the shots or because he's rapping so long or like, because it's one flow he's switching to. Like, one, I never heard him rap like that before. And he's sounding like, I'm different. Like, I look at the thing, like, it was a feature, but it was fucking him. And so, you know, praise out Lil TJ. I'm glad he's back. But, you know, that's what I say.
It's good, bro. Like, I'm glad he's back, bro. But that song, bro, I ain't gonna lie. That song, not hype for it, bro.
Damn.
Not hype for it, bro. Probably not listen to it. Probably not gonna even.
D-Ryan is crazy.
I might add just an unadded from my playlist first. Just so you get the message.
That's crazy. Speaking of some, you know, some more classic music, all right?
Yes.
We've hit our 1-year anniversary for CLB, Certified Boy Lover, and Donda, all right? So, it's been a year.
How y'all feel about albums? Like, comparatively or separately?
You do both.
Okay.
Separately,
CLB has fallen off almost completely for me. Almost completely for me.
Okay.
I kind of cringe when Too Sexy comes on now. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
I like the, what's the first song on CLB? The intro song with,
I love you.
Yeah. So I that's my favorite kind of song. So I like those. Overall, it kind of fell off to me, you know? It's a solid project, but it feels kind of, I won't say dated, but it feels like it's stuck in that time period of like, I feel like the beef between Donda and CLB kind of pushed CLB like up. It made me like it more, you know, because I was riding for my nigga Drake. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was riding for nigga Drake, bro. Donda. Oh, it was you CLB first.
Okay. For me personally, I think CLB still more hitting. Like, to me, you know, for like a year, I'm still playing fucking Knife Talk, In the Bible. What else is it? What's that song called? Race My Mind. Mm-hmm. Friends. What is, I'm forgetting all the name of songs, bro.
Friends, Industry.
No. I lose that a little bit, but not really. What is it called? One with Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh,
Me Closer. Indeed.
Yeah, I'm still.
Trying to.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I get along better.
Get along better with your friends.
Yeah, get along better with your friends. And I still listen to, damn, I'm feeling all the fucking songs, bro. Tell Travis Scott.
When he tried to get him back for Sycamore, he can't do it.
I guess. To me, I think CLB is still alive and well. You know, to me, it really does feel like a year, bro. It's so weird because I think it hasn't been a year on the dot. Okay, I think it was like a year, a couple days now. But when it was the year one anniversary, my gut just said
CLB.
I swear it did, bro. Like I started playing fucking damn, I forgot the song. The song Kid Cudi.
I miss you too. I still listen to it,
bro. Like, bro, I don't know. It's like, bro. Drake aged like fucking wine, bro. What can I say, bro? I don't know. I feel like a little tripping a little bit.
Kind of like riding Drake, nigga.
Yeah. All right, you take it, nigga.
I never had this song on my playlist, bro.
See, a certified hater.
I'm not a certified. Okay.
Certified hater boy is crazy. Okay. Certified hater boy is crazy.
The album was good. You know, it had some bangers.
Yeah.
I just never had it on my playlist, and I think that was better.
So you're a dumb dick writer.
That's crazy.
Yes, bro.
Dumb dick is crazy. Dumb dick writer is crazy.
That's crazy. All right, I guess move down then. So go on. Come on. Give me your 1-year anniversary with Donda. You cried today?
Hmm?
I see you wearing the black today, so, you know.
Has aged well? Song's kind of missed now, or what's going on?
It's still in rotation?
Yeah, bro. Still in rotation, you know. Sometimes, you know.
Okay.
Bro, I play new music, bro. Mm-hmm. Not old music.
Like what today?
Hmm?
Like what?
Like.
Oh, here we go. Like, God did. Here we go.
Juice WRLD did.
Juice WRLD did. Hov did.
God did, you know. What's called? Fighting Demons. You know. Newer, but you know it's still in there, bro.
See this in the garbage, bro. okay, how I feel about Donna? I feel like Donna didn't age well. No. I hit it back. It's good music, so it's not gonna age well. Okay, mm-hmm. It's just not relevant anymore to me. It's not relevant. Like it's not coming on. Not looking for Donna songs. Besides Remote Control. Mm-hmm. I literally just re-added that song. I want to hear it again. Mm-hmm. But that's really it. Like, I feel like everything else, it had its moment.
Dang, Moon?
I don't play Moon by myself. Like I only hear Moon when y'all play it.
Me personally, bro, I think Donda is aging well. I don't really like, there's no song in there that I like, mm-hmm. when I hear what comes now, I'm like, dang, why'd I save this song, you know?
Yeah.
I think they all have solid songs. It's almost the same way as CLB. I don't go looking for it, you know? I don't go looking for Donda songs. But when a Donda song comes on, and if it's not like freaking super fucking long or something, it's like,
I feel like right now, I could play more songs on CLB and not skip, and then I could do it on Donda. Like I feel like I only would not skip. I'll probably play Pure Souls, maybe, depending on where I'm at, all right? Mm-hmm. I'll probably play Moon, depending on where I'm at, all right? I'll probably play, what's on, what play Bacardi and Off the Grid. I'll play Off the Grid, yeah. I'll play mm-hmm. Off the Grid.
But you start easily naming these songs, bro, when it came to CLB.
Because CLB has...
CLB
had weird names, bro. But yeah, I just feel like if I hit CLB right now, I could just go through almost the whole album. Yeah. No, I'm skipping through still. I'm skipping through, like, especially now.
Yeah. But overall, I think Donna is a little bit better than CLB, in my opinion. But both of them good albums, bro.
But almost a CBL.
Yeah.
Facts. But yeah, I think. That's what y'all seeing? Yeah. Y'all seeing the topic right there? Now we're moving to our last segment, okay? All right, for today. Mm-hmm. Gaming, TV type shit, all right?
Sir.
All right. I thought it was on the fly, all right? If y'all had picked one console, all right? Mm-hmm. All the games, all right? And get rid of the one, all right? PS2 or the Nintendo Wii?
Now, me personally, it's definitely PS2 every day of the week. I'm going to keep PS2 and get rid of the Wii. But mm-hmm. I will say mm-hmm. that Wii has some banger experiences on there that, like, underrated. I was
like,
that.
I felt the Wii had good party games, bro. Like mm-hmm. games you can play with multiple people, just not like 2v2. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
but like, definitely PS2 to me.
PS2. Where you say? You said thing?
Yeah, I thought I can do PS2.
Yeah. I think being on the Nintendo Meat Riders today. Super Mario.
I look, he could go both ways.
Smash Bros.
Oh, shit. That's today.
What the fuck? Say like, you're a lesbian, go me too.
But like, it's neck and neck, pretty much.
Okay. Give me some heavy hitters, PS2, nigga.
Like, what a guy, think I can do, bro. What a guy.
Isn't that crossplay? I mean, isn't that?
You mean like PS2 exclusives?
Yeah, I mean like PS2 experiences, like. Well, I guess fuck it. We can't beat the guy. Yeah, I guess it's called old type games. But I don't know. Like, I feel still like Clash of Ninjas. Yeah,
Clash of Ninjas is crazy, bro.
Like, okay, if you said Wii, I'm not gonna hate on you, because mm-hmm. like the Wii has some fire experiences.
Wii's underrated. Wii's underrated.
Okay.
I mean, like going from like Clash of Ninja mm-hmm. to Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. Wii Sports, bro.
Wii Sports
went hard, bro.
That's a classic, bro.
But PS2 went harder. I ain't gonna lie, bro. PS2 just...
Okay, give me a game that went harder than Wii Sports on PS2.
I'm trying to think of what's supposed to be. I ain't trying to be freaking...
Dragon Ball.
A harder exclusive game than Wii Sports.
Y'all saying that, but y'all ain't giving no games.
I might be switching sides, bro.
Nah, bro. Don't switch sides, bro. Midnight Club?
You said Midnight Club, bro. Mario Kart 2? Come on now, TJ. Not two, but like Mario Kart. Not two. I mean, like I feel like Gibbs, like, that's the game too. Like,
Water Monsters, Sly Coopers.
Sly Coopers 5, okay. I'm saying we. If I had to say my opinion, I'm saying we.
You crazy, bro. You delete your whole PS2 catalog, give me a Wii catalog?
Yeah.
No.
I think, okay.
But I will say the PS2 definitely had more misses than we had misses. You know, like there were a lot of games that are freaking
Super Mario Galaxy today? You skipping that?
I should never play that.
Oh, I didn't play that. Okay, that's fair. I just feel like, I feel like when I think of Wii, obviously because they're more of a exclusive console, so they have more exclusive games. I feel like
the Wii had like non-exclusive games too.
Yeah, it definitely did. Yeah,
I feel like it had the most non-exclusives than any other like Nintendo console.
You mean that?
Like,
you think it was mostly open to other like?
Yeah.
No, I think Switch has more.
Yeah, I definitely. I think Switch is more universal than what.
But
we was there. I think Wii U was definitely the most.
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of PS2 games were not timeless. You know, a lot of Wii games. If you like them, bro, you can play them. Pick them up, play them almost any time.
That's facts.
They're timeless, bro.
That's facts.
Timeless.
That's
like,
facts.
Even, okay, I love God of War. I don't consider it timeless, bro. I don't consider, like, the first God of War timeless, bro. I don't think at any point in the day, you plug in the freaking PS2 and put in God of War and have a great time. I don't think you would nowadays.
I disagree. I feel like God of War still lives up.
Story-wise, maybe.
Story-wise and gameplay-wise, like, I feel like it's like, depending on what you like. And, like, if you like Devil May Cry and shit like that, I feel like you're still, like, God of War, you know?
Even those games, I just feel like they don't age well.
You don't think Devil May Cry age well?
No.
No. It's just a slasher.
I know, but I feel like it feels, like, almost slasher. Basic, I guess? Basic? Like...
Nah. Like, you think God of War 3 right now? Playing it right now?
God of War 3, is that PS2?
Oh, it's on PS2. Yeah. Oh. Like, Nick said 500. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know. I still feel like, bro. So tell me you can't hop on Super Mario right now.
I mean, I 3D. I definitely could. But I could also hop on Budokai right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could.
If I gave you a job to beat one of these games for a week, I gave you 1 week today to beat one of these games, you know. Fun wise, like
fun-wise?
Yeah, like not like difficulty, all right?
Yeah,
like difficulty.
Yeah, play a game for a week.
Yeah. Play one against for a week. What game would you play? What game would you play?
Like, are we just going like by myself or friends? Like,
by yourself.
I feel like it would be.
Okay, it's cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking, bro.
It's cooking.
I feel like it'll have to be Budokai.
Budokai? I don't know, man.
Why Budokai? Why Budokai? Over Super Mario 3D.
Because Super Mario 3D.
It's 3D? What is it? Is it Mario?
It's Super Mario Wii.
That's called? Yeah. Oh, Super Mario Wii.
Or New Super Mario.
It's something like that, yeah.
I feel like you need friends to play Super Mario and have like a really good time playing it. Mm. Like you could play by yourself and have fun playing it.
The story mode and shit?
Like
you need friends to play the story mode and shit?
Like I could play it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But playing it with friends.
Yeah, definitely improvise it.
But it's like any game. It's kinda any game to me.
Okay.
I don't know, bro. I gotta say, this might not even like
be. Against Smash or San Andreas?
Smash or San Andreas?
Oof.
Smash, bro.
Like,
yeah,
Smash. Oh, Gracita, that believe me, bro.
What?
Tell me when you play San Andreas, bro. And you, I don't know if you got it close to your partner, bro. All
right, that's San Andreas.
You got it close to your partner,
wait,
bro.
Wait. Again, thank y'all for coming through.
Rules, no, bro. You push L2 when you got it close to your partner, bro. Something happened to you, wouldn't happen, bro.
Anywho,
play sound effect real quick, bro. Play sound effect.
But thank y'all for coming through. So I'm gonna hit the hour on the dot, so shout out to y'all. Yep. Hit the like button, hit that sub if y'all new. Make sure y'all go to the podcast, rate it 5 stars, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, Struggle Studios. Make sure you follow us on social medias. Studio Struggle on Twitter, Struggle Studio _ Instagram, Struggle Studios on TikTok and on YouTube for niggas who are listening to the podcast right now.
Yeah.
You can go to the YouTube and watch the visual, all right, and join us live for next Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. No, hopefully we aim for Mondays. Sometimes, you know, we be slacking, mostly me, all right. I mean, we hit Tuesdays, but shout out y'all for coming through.
Yeah, like the videos, guys. Make sure you like the videos.
Yeah, like the video.
In my podcast.
But yeah, peace out, y'all. Thank y'all for coming through.
Yeah. No.
Bro, you press L2, the niggas started kissing, bro.
What the fuck?
They start kissing, bro.